The Free Life Pond. The peaks of Jiantai Mountain are green and black. They stand like an ornamental screen. People come from far away to enjoy the scenery. For thousands of years, there have been many temples in these beautiful mountains. The head of one of the big temples was called Qi Yi. Because he was so wise, Emperor Yang gave him the title, the Wise Master, and this is how he is known even today. At the time, the Wise Master felt the people were too cruel, especially when they wanted something to eat. They would kill almost anything that moved and eat it. He decided something had to be done. But what? Monks do not have any money. So the wise master became a beggar for several years until he finally got enough money to buy some land. Then he hired some workers to dig him a pond. When people saw that, they laughed and said, "The wise master is pretty dumb." But because he was so wise, the wise master did not care how much they laughed at him. He kept up his work on the pond. When the workers had spare time, he told them about Buddhism. He said, "The sutras say, all living creatures have a Buddha nature. You may not think much of a crab or a fish, but they too can become Buddhas. Wild animals all have Buddha natures too. If somebody gets killed by a wild animal, we think it's tragic, and we feel very sorry for the person. Hasn't it ever occurred to you that when you kill a fish, the other fish think it's tragic, and they feel sorry for that dead fish?" The wise master explained that he was digging a pond so anybody who had a fish or crab could have a place to release it. This way it could live out its life in peace. He called his pond the Free Life Pond. The workmen were moved, and the people who had laughed at him felt sorry for being so mean. They became Buddhists and stopped killing animals to eat their meat. Then other temples copied his idea. If you have a chance to visit a Chinese Buddhist temple, you can probably see their Free Life Pond, filled with happy fish, crabs, and turtles. They are safe from the worry of being cooked and eaten.